Principles are concepts that can be applied over and over again in similar circumstances as distinct from narrow answers to specific questions. That's a quote from Ray Dalio in Principles. And those of you who know Ray Dalio know that his principle-driven approach not only has made him billions and billions of dollars, but he's very well known for the way that he models his life, his work, the financial markets according to principles, and then lives them. This is a quote at the start of Chapter 13, The Principles, and welcome back to this masterclass on building your system for winning. And this step two in getting it, principles. And you hear from this quote the exact nature of the principles. Building your system for winning is not about a good idea here and there. It's about identifying the best ideas that you put to work over and over and over again. And this is the notion of principles. Let's dive in. A common theme in my work is distilling enormous amounts of information down to the most important ideas. These ideas are the principles, like the two secrets for winning that we discussed up front. These are the dominant ideas, the ideas that drive all other ideas. When you understand these principles, you understand what drives all other ideas. Let's just revisit this a little bit more. Earlier we talked about the two principles for winning. Definite purpose and a system of continuous improvement. When you understand that these principles matter, think about all the other ideas that flow from it. So people talk about having goals. Why? Right? The goals are a low-level idea. The highest level idea is you need definite purpose. And goals are just one way of doing this. Think about mindset. You need a great mindset. Okay, why? Because, at least in this context, you need to be able to get your mind into this place of definite purpose. And when you understand this principle of definite purpose, all the other ideas flow from it. The same is true on the second principle for winning, having a system of continuous improvement. When you understand this, you recognize ideas like planning and execution and getting skills are merely lower level ideas. Why do you need better skills? Why do you need to keep improving? Because you need a system of continuous improvement to keep winning more and more and more every day. And I will say, this doesn't mean that my principles are right. Definite purpose, having a system of continuous improvement. You might have your own definitions of what the principles are, of what ideas roll up into your principles. And what matters most is that when you are using principles, you're relying on the best dominant ideas to drive all other ideas. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "As to methods, there may be a million and then some. But principles are few. The man who grasps principles can successfully select his own methods." The same is true here in getting it. Rather than having to figure out the next best idea, when you have a grasp of your principles, you have the ideas that drive all the next best idea. For example, consider the skill of time management. There's an infinite list of productivity tips. Shut down your email, stop web surfing, delegate, schedule meetings. They're all good ideas, but they are merely low-level ideas that represent a much more powerful principle. And this is my second principle of time management. Shift your time to its highest value use. Right? Do you see that? If you're following this principle, you don't need to think about these low-level ideas because they're all implied by following it. In shifting your time to its highest value use, you no longer think about shut down my email or stop web surfing. You're simply asking, what is the highest value use of my time? And then putting your time there. One of Bruce Lee's famous principles is be like water, move and strike with fluidity. Never think about punches and kicks and movement. Instead, fight with the ease from which every movement and strike simply flows. And the same is true here in applying the principles of getting it. You're focused on what truly matters. Putting to work the principles and allowing them to trickle down into the lower value ideas. And of course, we're not just talking about principles because they're cool. Principles work. In the code book, Simon Singh reveals one of the earliest approaches to cracking ciphers. To overcome having to run the billions of possible combinations, cipher breakers developed a novel approach called frequency analysis. They analyzed the common frequency of letters used in the language of the code. For instance, in the English language, the letter E is the most commonly used letter, appearing with a frequency of around 12%. Then, substituting the commonly occurring letters with a corresponding appearance of letters in the cipher, they quickly cracked the code. I want to say, isn't that cool, by the way? The way that humans can come up with these novel solutions. Because when you hear it, it seems so obvious, doesn't it? But at some point, someone had to come up with that solution. And you see how it's an example of a principle? That when you recognize the letter E appears 12% of the time, and you apply that principle to the code, it quickly unravels, doesn't it? The principles of getting it were derived much the same way. As I looked at modeling success over years, I focused on cracking the code in my career. Paying careful attention to what led others to success, I was looking to model the high-frequency factors that drove winning, and then over time generalize these ideas into the principles. Mastery in five principles. You get to principles by reverse engineering. You begin learning most topics by focusing on an increasing amount of small detail, what you might call the tactics, the techniques. For instance, when you learn to ride a bike, you are first introduced to the handlebars for steering, the pedals for speed, the brakes for stopping, and given instructions on balancing the bike. In the beginning, that's all you thought about. But having mastered the basics, you come to learn that the tactics and techniques were based on more powerful principles.